Sam McBride is here, investment analyst at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. We're going to go looking for trouble now. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, everybody. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, a Nashville-based research firm that evaluates securities differently. Namely, they dig in from the bottom at the grassroots level, working their way up from the footnotes. The result is that when people look at the top lines and work their way down, well, they get a different perspective. New Constructs, well, it's not concerned with whether something looks good at the skin-deep level.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is possible, and so they dig in underneath and work their way back up, and when they find something as misleading, meaning the bottom-up picture is different from the top-down picture, well, if it works in your favor, then it's attractive. But here on the Danger Zone, we're looking for things that work against you, where that misleading element makes something dangerous. Sam McBride is investment analyst at New Constructs, where they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks. You can get more information at newconstructs.com, and they're on Twitter at New Constructs. Sam McBride, good to chat with you again.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Peloton.
Danger, danger.
Peloton, P-T-O-N. I don't know that people are familiar with the company, but they are familiar with the business because you pretty much can't watch television and not see Peloton advertising. And this is an IPO. Now, a week ago, you were here warning about the IPO market generally. So is this somehow worse or different than that case, or is this an extension of that case?
It's a little bit of both. I think they have, you know, all the typical things we've come to expect from the IPO market right now, which is huge and growing losses, lots of cyclical concerns in a recession. You know, they sell really high-end luxury products, so there's a big concern on that front. And then also the dual-class share structure that means that the public's going to have almost no say in corporate governance. So there's all those typical concerns we have with the vast majority of IPOs these days. But there are also some distinct issues with Peloton, and that starts with the accounting. They're using a lot of non-GAAP metrics, a lot of unusual metrics. Adjusted EBITDA, which is one we've talked about a lot before on here, but also they do their churn rate for their subscription product because they have the way this business works is you buy either their bike or their treadmill, and it comes with a screen on it. You can also buy a subscription for digital workout classes and music and things to use while you're working out on their products. And they disclose a churn rate for that, but they do it monthly rather than yearly. So it makes the churn rate look a lot smaller than it really is. So there's just a lot of creative accounting like that.
Funny, it's the churn rate on something where you're supposed to be churning your legs to make things go and what have you. And it's all that churning that is supposed to be good for you when you're using their product. That's not so good for you when you're looking at their stock.
Yes.
So, you know, IPO to me always stands of it's probably overpriced. How bad is the valuation on Peloton?
Yeah, the valuation is pretty high. And one of the things you have to look at when you're talking about the valuation is they've got over $1 billion in employee stock option liability. So that's something where when you're looking at the valuation, you have to consider all that potential dilution from the employee stock options as well. So when we factor that into the picture, we look at our DCF model. They need to achieve 14% NOPAT margin. Right now they have a negative 19% margin, so they need to drastically improve their profitability and then grow revenue by 29% compounded annually for 8 years to justify the midpoint of the IPO range.
Wow. Wow. And, I mean, is that basically as impossible as it sounds?
It seems pretty unlikely. So if you look at, you know, there's not a lot of good comps for their business, but probably the closest is a company called Nautilus. It was the maker of the Bowflex machine. The best margins that company has ever achieved is 10%. they're saying they've got to be, you know, more profitable than their closest competitors ever been. And they have to just continue this growth rate for a very long time, which when you consider, you know, again, how recession, you know, how cyclical this business is likely to be, considering that they're selling $2,000 exercise bikes and $4,300 treadmills, it's hard to see how that business does well during an economic downturn.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we wind up getting any sort of recession and it affects the consumer, you've got to imagine that there's a whole lot of people who will go, I'd rather go get the gym membership and do it that way than do this.
Absolutely. Get a gym membership. Just get a cheaper bike or treadmill than that.
Yeah, there's that, too. There's that, too. So is there a fair market value? I mean, we talked about how out of whack the evaluation is and what it could be. But is there something, I mean, is there a number that you would put on this?
Yes. Yeah, so if we look at, you know, says those margins, if they go down to 10%, if they go down to, you know, the best ever margins that Nautilus has hit, they grow revenue by 21% compounded annually for 8 years. Then we're looking at $7.50 a share as the share price, which is a 73% downside to the midpoint of the IPO range.
So right out of the box, this is one that looks ugly. Anything else we should know, Sam?
With the treadmill, there's definitely a big concern as well because they don't give any disclosure about the sales of the treadmill. We know it launched last year. We know they've, you know, more than quadrupled their inventory to stock up for it, but we don't know how it sold at all. And that's a big red flag, a big concern for investors.
So get off the bike.
I wouldn't sell my bike for all the money in the world.
Well, you might have to get away from your bike, Pee-wee, and everybody else, if your bike is actually the stationary Peloton, or at least their stock. Peloton, P-T-O-N, is in the danger zone. Sam McBride, thanks for telling us about it.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Sam McBride is investment analyst at New Constructs, where they blog about their picks. So if you want more information about Peloton or anything they've talked about, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. Okay, we are headed for home on today's show. Up next, it's the Market Call. Settle back and relax. That's coming right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.